Hello, and welcome to a SearchNetworking.com audiocast. I'm Amy Kacharik. In this audiocast, we will cover recommendations for mobile management for the enterprise. This audiocast is adapted from a tip by Simon Forge of Patak, Noel & Associates. In 1989, a report was published by an IT consultancy firm, Butler Cox. Its management report, entitled Mobile Communications, looked at the problems facing the IT manager in efficiently deploying what was then a new technology. What is rather interesting is to look at its conclusions and see what has changed over the years in this area. The general answer seems to be surprisingly little. We can summarize the report's findings as a series of recommendations to managers that, with a little tweaking, are still valid. The Butler Cox report first noted that the uncoordinated approach to procurement of equipment did not work, basic stuff, and there had to be a well-defined management position in the IT organization with a technically supported role and responsibilities, certainly not just a shared position in a larger organization, but a full-time post. Within the organization, determining who gets a mobile of any form can be a major source of tension, especially as company payment for service is a big boon. The report noted that only those really deserving of handsets should have them. To identify those people, it went on to define the rules governing who qualified. Interestingly, the report gave rules for qualification based firstly on types of organization and then on the activities within, all fairly logical. For a bank, for instance, any manager spending more than half a day out of the office would qualify for a mobile device. For an airline or utility, all operational staff, anyone on emergency call, or staff with a need to contact outside organizations to coordinate emergency measures would qualify. This general approach of role analysis for qualification of users is still the way forward. The mobile manager's role still has to combine seven main responsibilities. Number 1. Set and manage corporate standards for equipment and usage, including features such as capability for hands-free use, and this was 1989. Number 2. Management of technical support for the users, with the definition of user support and administration procedures, including activation of services in concert with managing the chosen mobile operators. Number 3. Control procurement so that volume discounts on services and handsets plus compatibility are assured. Number 4. Control who is eligible to have a corporate handset or other mobile gadget based on role in the organization, mobility, and overall business need from the corporate viewpoint. Number 5. Look forward and identify new applications and their market maturity that the organization may usefully exploit, maintaining a constant awareness of what is on the market and whether it is really worth buying yet. Obviously, the various laptop Wi-Fi, WiMAX, and mobile data cards for mobile wideband data services, and also satellite navigation and iPhone-type handsets, all fall into this category. Number 6. Draw up detailed specifications for new potential mobile applications, in coordination with the systems department, especially if this is for access to the core IT applications in some way. Then, identify the best mobile service options to support the applications. Number 7. Control overall costs and budgets, both CAPEX and OPEX. For today's conditions, we have to add only one more role, which is crucial now but was not so much of an issue in 1989. And so number 8 is network security, both logical and physical. This should be designed on an end-to-end basis, from the handset or laptop through the air interface and operator to any applications, servers, and databases, with effective measures at each step. These measures will include consideration of mobile web access, from a simple Wi-Fi attachment in a hotel, to supporting those users who really wish to web browse from the smartphone. Whether all organizations will combine the above in one manager is open to question, because it puts too heavy a load on one person in a large organization. Many will split the roles into administrative and financial versus technical positions, with perhaps a separate future applications role, not needed in 1989, but in line with today's demands in the larger organization. Simon Forge applies more than 20 years of experience in information industries to his current projects in telecommunications and computing. This concludes today's audiocast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.